Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is five anything. It is 7:41 Friday morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. Go to ws.radioalice.com/SF Stair Climb to find out more info or to make a donation. Here's what's happening. So we'll begin real quick with an update on the fires. It looks like the teams battling two of the big ones, including the one I've been displaced from, have made great progress. My fire, the email blast I just got, is at 26% contained. The other fire, the SCU complex lightning fire, was at 35%, I think, last I looked, and that may even be better now. So it looks like many people who've been displaced are getting to go home, my family included. In fact, I just got a text from my wife who said she was up really late last night cleaning at the place they stayed at, her dad's, and her last words were, "I just want to go home." And I know that feeling, and I think a lot of people who've been removed. Absolutely. I mean, I swear I was running through my house looking at things going, this is the last time I might get to see this place. It's a horrible feeling. So I'll somehow get even more organized going forward so that I'm even more prepared to deal with such a situation, because it's not good. It really isn't. And here's a text from 925. So happy for Vinny and his family that they get to move back into their home. Yes, thank you. It's going to be a busy
for the nice
weekend.
Thoughts.
Yes, but it's going to be absolutely the best kind of busy, the kind of busy that you are grateful to have. So
right.
There's that. So this Kyle Rittenhouse kid, he's 17, but he's going to be tried in his adult, according to the USA Today story I'm reading now. Kyle Rittenhouse is the 17-year-old charged with homicide and the killing of two people at protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin earlier this week. He's going to be in court for the first time today. He's facing first-degree intentional homicide charge and five other charges for shooting three people, two fatally, during the unrest Tuesday night in the wake of the shooting of Jacob Blake. Now, this is extremely controversial because I've absolutely seen people defending this kid, including some of our texters. And right. Let me see if I can find it in a reasonable period of time. But this person...
I'm sorry, but it's indefensible. He's not a deputized person. He wasn't there specifically to help with this. He was a 17-year-old with an assault rifle who wasn't stopped by the cops, even when people were saying, "That's the guy. There's the shooter. There he is." It's
302
says, outrageous.
In reference to yesterday, Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. He tried to run from attackers twice and was attacked twice. He did not shoot into protesters. That's one of the opinions out there, and that's a person who's texted this show. And you're welcome to your opinion. In my opinion, that person left his home from another state and went and got involved in something with an assault rifle. At
Do we
the age
have
of 17
rules about people who are 17 having assault rifles? If not, shouldn't we? I feel
I
like
don't
that's...
know what the rule is there. He may have been able to purchase that legally. I don't know. I know he couldn't have purchased that legally here at the age of 17.
Right.
He would not have gotten, unless he, I mean, you know what? There's probably ways around everything. But nonetheless, he was not deputized. He was not part of any kind of sanctioned militia.
Anything. Right.
He's a kid who showed up looking with his rifle, looking to use it, in my opinion.
I'm 100% with you. Make all the excuses you want for this kid. He shot two people dead.
And one of the problems that, in my opinion, comes out of this is that if you defend him and if you hold him up as some kind of American hero, then there will be other people who will repeat his act here. And I don't want to see that. I don't like it, and I'm not interested in this.
We have enough problems. We don't need vigilantes, 17-year-old, armed to the teeth vigilantes helping. That's not helping anything.
Right. So anyway, he's going to be in court today, so we'll get to hear more from that side of the story, I guess, this afternoon as that news is made public. I wanted to do the foodie story because you were doing a wine story, so...
Yeah.
According to a new survey, about half of people consider themselves foodies. Do you?
You know, I love food. I'll say that. If that's all it takes to be a foodie, then I'm a foodie.
It's not.
But it's not what it takes. You have to have a, you know, a developed palate and this. I mean, I can appreciate a delicious meal, but I can also appreciate a burger and fries. So I guess I'm not really a foodie. I'd rather be a foodie than a whiny, but...
Right. Here's what it takes to be a foodie, according to, like, there's actual qualifications. So, and you guys can decide if this is meets your standards or not.
Okay.
You genuinely enjoy cooking. That's a foodie.
No, I don't enjoy cooking.
You don't always rely on recipes, and you like experimenting in the kitchen.
Well, I don't usually use recipes, but do I really need a recipe for an egg?
You know where different cuts of meat come from.
Oh, I will say I probably could. I feel like I know that.
Okay.
I
you know how to do things like debone a fish and make pasta from scratch. That's a foodie. That's, these are the things that foodies can do.
Jesus, it turns out my kid's a foodie.
You avoid ready-made meals and sauces.
I don't mind that so much.
You go on vacations for the food.
Oh, well, if I went to Italy, that's why I'd be going there. But I'd be going there for the ambiance, too, I suppose. Plus, Bryn says they serve wine at every meal, and you actually start liking it. So,
well, I mean, I would go to Italy because my family's from there, and I would love to see all of the stuff, the history, the...
Right.
But sure, I'd eat. I'm a macaroni guy, so there's no question. I'd be happy to eat macaroni, you know, twice a day for... You know, 3 weeks or however long I get to go.
Right.
That'd
be hard
blogs.
For you though with the wine. Apparently, it's on every table.
It wouldn't be hard. I am an alcoholic, so that is a problem for me for sure. But I wouldn't even consider.
You'd be okay.
My trip to Italy is some kind of playing with fire. I wouldn't think of it like that at all. Hanging around in bars, that's playing with fire. But going to a restaurant and, you know, someone serving wine to my wife, that to me isn't an issue. Let's see. You've eaten at a Michelin star restaurant. Like you went there and that was also on the foodie list. You own fancy knives.
Oh.
And at least 5 different oils. And 30 different spices. These are foodie qualifications.
I'm going to say John and Riley are foodies. Like, Riley's got his own set of knives. He's got all his special BS sauces. I mean, they're not BS. They're delicious. I don't even know how he makes that stuff. John made a chicken piccata the other night that was, I was like, if I got this in a restaurant, I'd be like, can I have an order of this to go? I need to bring this more home.
Good for you.
I know. I was thinking about it this morning as I poured my coffee that John made for me yesterday. I was like, boy, really, all my needs are met in this place. Like, I get a delicious meal every day. I asked for tater tots yesterday, and I got those too, you know.
Oh, how were they?
That's
good?
Delicious. That's not exactly foodie, right? But it's, you know, sometimes you want a mushy little potato thing with a crispy outside. A little ketchup.
And I don't know how telling this next sentence will be, but I'm expecting it to be. You know what crudites are and know how to pronounce crudites.
So that's pretty telling right there.
Is it? I'm not sure. Do you know what that is? What is it?
Crudité. It's a, it's a platter film.
Exactly.
But that's, honestly, if you've ever hosted a party, you know what a crudité is. So it's not, I don't think that's, just because I know that there's celery and jicama on that plate. It doesn't mean I know anything about anything.
That's what crudité is? Celery and jicama?
It's like a, I don't know, it's like a fresh vegetable platter. Usually there's a dip, I think. Maybe I have it wrong, too. Maybe I don't know what a crudité is.
Yeah, sounds about right, Sarah.
Oh, great.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll say if anyone on this show is a foodie, it's Bryn. He knows how to cook. He does a lot of his own cooking. He's super experimental.
I'm experimental.
He's very open to any kind of food. I mean, he's always the guy who, like, I'm not trying some of the stuff Bryn eats, but he would try anything any of us would eat.
I don't know if that considers me a foodie, though. Maybe just a fat
foodie-ish.
Ass.
Foodie, fat ass. So close. So close.
How about a couple fast facts, everybody?
I love those.
Fast facts. McDonald's feeds 68 million people a day.
Oh, my God.
Or just under 1% of the world's population.
Wow.
Daily. Mm-hmm.
That's actually quite incredible.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. That's just a burger joint that just spread everywhere. Flights today take longer than they used to. Like a flight from New York to Houston is almost 4 hours now when it used to be 2.5 hours in 1973. And part of the reason is airlines now fly slower to save on fuel costs.
You know, that is very interesting, right? Just trying to reduce that. It does seem like I've flown a private jet twice and we got places so fast you barely had time to enjoy the fact that you were on a private jet. Like, it. And they fly higher and faster. The guy's like, yeah, we'll be going like, I don't know how fast they go. I don't know how fast planes go. But it was to Montana was like an hour and 52 minutes or something. I'm like, oh, my God.
I think it's like 15 million miles per hour.
Yeah, something like that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's however many dollars you have. That's how fast it goes.
Oh, Bryn and his showing me the clock. It's just really
well,
a lot,
I asked for that for me, and I thought it'll help us because I went so late last time, and I really thought it was like 7:16.
He's been doing that. That's not new. That's not the first time he just clocked me.
Oh.
Two-thirds of the people in the world have never seen snow. Two-thirds.
Huh.
It's weird to me because... I think of snowboarding and skiing as fairly universal as opposed to surfing, which is very much coastline only. And even then, if you live on the coast, you don't necessarily or live near the, you know, live on a in a state with coast like California. Plenty of people don't even go to the beach and certainly don't surf. But snowboarding and skiing is, I feel like it's universal.
Well, you grew up in California where, you know, everybody here goes to the, if you go to the mountains, you get the snow, no matter how far south or north you are.
Anyway, 2/3 of the people in the world have never seen snow.
Incredible.
And based on my, 2 minutes ago getting the cane, I guess I have to leave now. So all of you have a good one.
We got new music coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.